God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, it's been my observation that institutions tend to lose their founding passion, their burning fire, and become absorbed with overhead over time. And by that, I simply mean we become more organized, we become more dispersed, we have more employees, we have more ministers, we have more systems and organization, none of which is intrinsically bad, all of which can really help us serve us in the service of the Lord Jesus. But over time, what happens is we become so absorbed with staying alive that we forget why we're alive. We become so absorbed with building an infrastructure that we forget why all these things have been put into place. Colossians chapter 4, Paul is signing off to this church at Colossae, and in verse 17 he says, "And say to Archippus, quote, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it." Now, I want you to notice that Archippus was to focus on fulfilling his ministry, not on merely building it. You see, ministry is primarily service we give and not something we build. So keep it focused and keep it simple. As I was reading this morning, what struck me about this entire chapter is just the sheer simplicity and focus of the early church. For instance, in verses 2 and 3, Paul prays for an open door. Paul at this time, of course, was imprisoned. He wasn't praying for another door. He wasn't praying for an open prison door. He was praying that God would give him an opportunity to give the gospel. The problems that they had in this church were so much greater than most of the problems of most of us right now, at least in my neck of the woods. Most of us are not preaching in fear of our lives, though that is possible in this day. But for Paul, this was normal life. He was in prison, and yet he wasn't worried primarily about his imprisonment. He was worried primarily or focused primarily on giving the gospel. God honors that kind of focus. I noticed this morning their chief community. If you look at verses 5 and 6, the Bible commends that we are to have a testimony, quote, to them that are without. In other words, in the minds of Paul and these people, there were those in the family of God, those that were in the church locally there as well, and those that were without. And they were to love and reach out to those that were without. But this was the defining community for most of these people. It was very simple. It was very focused. I couldn't help but notice this morning what their overhead must have been. I mean, literally, what their expenses must have been. And I know this would have grown over time, but in verse 15, Paul salutes a man who of which the church is, quote, in his house. These people didn't have a janitor. Most churches I know of either have a janitor or a sign-up sheet where people can help keep the buildings clean. That's good. That's as it ought to be. And as things grow, organization needs to grow, and systems need to grow, and different ministries perhaps necessarily grow. All I'm saying is that these people were not thrown off track by all these things. These things help keep them on track. Ministry is primarily service we give, not something we build. I noticed this morning what influenced their thinking. In verse 16, Paul tells them that they're to read the epistle they had, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Now, we have so much more of the Bible than these people had, and yet their main focus was what limited scriptures they had. Today, we have so many books and audio and podcasts and things like First Light, none of which are wrong, but all of which should help us focus on the main thing, which is to know Him, Christ, and the power of His resurrection, and to make Him known to the world. I couldn't help but notice, in short, what their focus was. Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. If you'll focus on fulfilling your ministry, you can trust God to build it. God will build His work as we focus on fulfilling ours.